சதாசிவ சமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
Page 130 verse 9.
அனித்யா சா விசுத்தேதி கிருஷ்யதேத்ரா விவேகதஹ சுகீ துக்கீ ததா சாஹம் த்ருஷ்யோபாதி பூதய.
சங்கராச்சாரியா talking about the nature of Atma and its distinction from Ahankara. Ahankara Atma analysis. What is the nature of Atma and what is the nature of Ahankara? The distinction between both of them he is presenting. What he says, both are inseparable. Ahankara and Anatma, both are inseparable. In our language we call it as Atma as higher I, Anatma as lower I. Ahankara doesn't exist without Atma. Atma cannot manifest without Ahankara. You cannot separate them physically. Both are inseparable couple. Vadarthaviva sampruktam iva. Both are inseparable couple. Because of that togetherness only, the whole vyavahara is going on. I am able to do vyavahara, interaction with the world, because of this mixture. But there is a problem. If I know this mixture as a mixture, and if I know how to handle each one, Atma as Atma, Ahankara as Ahankara, if I know how to handle, life is wonderful. Life is wonderful. But due to ignorance, self-ignorance, person do not know their there are two, Atma and Ahankara are there. There is a difference between both of them. Atma is nature, person do not know. Ahankara nature, person do not know. First of all, there are two, the person do not know. That is why that ignorance causes suffering in the life. What type of suffering? I am happy only, no? I am happy in my life. Shastra says, you are thinking you are happy, but you are not happy. Some comforts, some pleasures by seeing that you say that you are happy. But insecurity continues. Worry continues, anxiety continues, all those continues in the mind. What is the solution for that? So solution also Acharya gives. Acharya gives means what Upanishad gives the solution, Acharya recollects and brings out here. In the last class I said, Ahankara is secondary illuminator, that is mind medium. There is reflected consciousness, that is called Ahankara, is the illuminator of the world, I said. And the primary illuminator is Atma, the Sakshi Chaitanya. So two illuminators are there. Don't take the illuminator means illumining the things like a torch light. Here illuminator means in the presence of whom things are known. is called illuminator. In the presence of mind, that is ahankara, external world is known. But ahankara is known to the Sakshi Chaitanyam, primary illuminator. The primary illuminator illumines the ahankara. The secondary illuminator illumines the world. And Acharya said in the last class, in dream, all the sapna vrittayaha, all the thoughts in the mind, manasya sapna vrittayaha, sakshinaha drishyate, they are all illumined by the sakshi. Why? The secondary illuminator is not active. That is only projection. In sapna, mind is not using any sense organs. These sense organs, mind is not using. It is projecting what is already recorded. What is already recorded, it is projecting. Mind is projecting. Therefore, mind has loses its subjective status. Subject status. When the mind ahankara illumining the world, mind is playing the subject status. World is the object. In dream, mind is no more a subject because it is not using any sense organs, intellect. Therefore, the sapna time, only one subject is playing the role. Why Acharya introducing the sapna? Sapna vat jagravapi, he said. In the 8th shloka, he said, sapna vat tadvat jagravapi, he said. That means, that I will tell you later. Now, in dream, one subject is predominant, that is Sakshi Chaitanyam. Ahankara is not predominant, therefore that secondary illuminator is not playing the role. Since one subject is important, that is Sakshi Chaitanyam illumining the dream. Illumining the dream. But once you wake up, what happens? This mind, ahankara, becomes active. It is starting using the eyes, ears, nose, smelling, hearing, seeing, tasting, seeing the things, all this secondary illuminator is also active. That means what? Subject number two also is active. Subject number two is also active. And subject number two, the illuminator number two is active now in the class. Active or not? If it is, they are active, I am fortunate. If they are not active, pavam teacher. They are not active, and what condition you are, you know? You are in sleep. So, here it is active means what? Two subjects are active now. Sakshi Chaitanyam is also active. Sakshi Chaitanyam is not there, not active. Can ahankara function? I said that's why they are inseparable. Ahankara doesn't exist at all without Sakshi Chaitanyam. So subject number one is also there. What is another name for subject number one? Primary illuminator. Sakshi Chaitanyam. Consciousness. Original consciousness is there in Jagrat. Along with that, the subject number two, illuminator number two, is also there illumining the world. That is why we are not able to claim we are Sakshi Chaitanyam. Only we are not able to claim. What we are doing? We are enamored, obsessed, overpowered by the subject number two, illuminator number two, because you are attracted to Paranchikani Vedrana Swayambhu Parang Pashyati. You are extroverted. you are taken away, dragged towards worldly objects. You are busy with ahankara. Primary illuminator we have forgotten when in jagrat avastha. So understand, just as in the dream sakshi chaitanyam illuminating the ahankara, in jagrat also, even though the ahankara is the illuminator of the world, who is illuminating this ahankara? Sakshi chaitanyam only in jagrat avastha also. For that I said in the last class, I am listening to the class means who is telling? Ahankara. Subject number 2, illuminator number 2, listening to the class. When you say, I have understood the class, that is illumined by them, primary illuminator, Sakshi Chaitanyam. Up to here we saw in the last class. Therefore, now what Acharya want to say, ahankara and atma, we are mixing up and messing up. And mess eppadi irukum? Kacha pacha ma irukum na? Kacha pacha enna enna Tamil la? Adida namak ahankara atma, if you don't know how to decipher, if you don't know how to handle, life is miserable. Learn to distinguish them and decipher them and make use of them. Wonderful. Look into the shloka. How I am Atma, the primary illuminator, so great Atma Swarupam, how am I missing that? How am I missing it? You are missing because you are superimposing what? Anitya sa avishuddha iti avivekataha grishyate. Avivekataha means because of your immaturity, because of your ajnanam, indiscrimination. Literal translation of aviveka is indiscrimination. You don't know how to discriminate. If there is a mixture, atma and ahankara, and you are thinking, I am having so and so qualifications, I am so qualified, I am so great, you are thinking, andhenaiva niyamana yathandhahana. Adi madri, you are thinking you are so great, you are not giving time to me to talk, Upanishad says. You are not giving time to me, or not, you are not exposed to the teacher who knows better than you. If you expose yourself, that means you go and sit in front of that great teacher, you know how much you don't know. Why we have to go to class? We go to the class to know that we don't know. Ippudu sonnale nariya place class ke varamata. Many people won't come. Why? She says, I don't know anything. I am thinking I know everything. But Shastra says, my dear, what you know is anatma, that is not going to solve the problems. You have to know the real true nature of yours. What you are thinking about you is not you. That is not your true nature. You are mistaken yourself. How? Grindhati. You have mistaken yourself as anitya, ahankara. This temporary anitya, ahankara, you have taken as yourself. Anitya. Then avishuddha. That ahankara which has got limitations, finitude, raga, desha, kama, krodha, so many limitations. Avishuddha, grihyate, atra avivekataha. Then what he says, because of considering himself as ahankara, this mixture, the person do not know. Because of not knowing the mixture, he knows only one. That is what? Ahankara. Ahankara means what? Lower I, inferior I. What is that inferior I, lower I? What is the biography of inferior I? I am a wife, I am a husband, I am an officer, I am an employee, I am a doctor, I am an engineer, I am a Tamilian, I am a Brahmin. This is called Ahankara biography. And this word, I am Sukhi, I am Dukhi. Today water comes fully, I am Sukhi. Water won't come, I am Dukhi. So Sukha, Dukha I superimpose upon myself. The Ahankara, I take myself as Ahankara. Sukhi, Dukhi, Tatha. Because of Anitya, Avisuddha, Grihyate, Avivekataha. Then what is the consequence? What is the consequence in comedy and tragedy story? Sukhi, Dukhi. Sukhi, Dukhi. The morning to till night. Morning work nannada irukka swamini. So nice. Even evening only headache has come. Dukhi. Next day again, Sukhi, konja neram. அப்புறம் கொஞ்ச நேரம் துக்கி சுகி துக்கி. எனி ஒன் கிளைம் தட் ஐ எம் எ சுகி ஓன்லி இன் த வேர்ல்ட்? கேன் யூ ஷோ மீ எனி சிங்கிள் பர்சன்? ஐ ஆம் சுகி ஓன்லி, ஆல்வேஸ் ஐ என்ஜாய் மை லைஃப், ஐ ஆல்வேஸ் ஹாப்பி. எனி ஒன் கேன் யூ ஷோ எ சிங்கிள் பர்சன்? இம்பாசிபிள். வித் திஸ் அகங்காரா you can never show a single person, even crore pati is the most unhappiest person, because he cannot sleep. Tomorrow business adu enna aagapora share market avanuke theriyadu. So lot of problems, demonetization problems people are facing. They thought if money is there, we are the crore patis, we are the king and we are the rulers of the world, they thought. But everything can be changed within no time. Sukhi Dukhi happens because they consider themselves as Ahankara, secondary I, secondary illuminator. In that mixture they take only one, that which one Ahankara doesn't exist of its own. It is not independently existing. It doesn't have its own satta and thinking. I am intelligent. That's why Mundakopanishad connection. Avidyayam antare vartamanaha swayam dhiraha panditam manyamanaha. What to do? Shastra says, you come for the solution, I will show you the solution. Shastra says, sukhi dukhi iti aham drishyaya upadhi bhutaya. Why I am sukhi? Why I am dukhi? Drishyaya upadhi taya. Because I take this body upadhi, I take the mind as upadhi. Upadhi means what? Which ahankara is the drishyam for the sakshi chaitanyam. Ahankara is the drishyam. For me the sakshi chaitanyam higher I. Drishyaya, which is the object of sakshi chaitanyam. Then upadhitaya, because of identity with gross body and subtle body, no time to attend Vedanta class. No time to attend Vedanta class because we are so busy. We are not busy family, they are making us busy. What to do? Some students, they say like this, I want to come to the class, but some guests have come. I have a baby sitting. Baby is sitting, the sick person is there at home, I have to take care of them. Old person is there at home, baby is there at home, our guests have come at home, therefore where is the time to study Vedanta? Like that, people go on and on spending time in only in anatma. They are not giving primary importance to study the scriptures. Studying scriptures means something, you know, intellectual knowledge they are thinking. This is a qualification, intellectual scholarship. It's not for scholarship. To lead a happy, peaceful life, this is the remedy. Class is the remedy, is the solution. People do not know that. Upadhitaya, drishyaya, avivekataya, sukhi dukhi iti, avishuddhaya, what? Anitya, Grinita. he has taken grihyate. Are you really anitya? Are you really drishyam? Are you really upadhi? Are you really sukhi dukhi? Experiential sukha dukha, they all belong to the body, mind, complex, which is matter. Which is matter, therefore doesn't matter. But we are becoming so, no? For us, so important that is. However much teacher is talking years together, Pavan Swamini. And their pity of Swamini. And they are thinking, we are intelligent, we are saving money, we are having family, we are having children, Pava Swamini. Thinking like that and staying in more insecurity. And the teacher talking about, I am ever secure Atman. You are also ever secure Atman by yourself. Without husbandhood, without wifehood, without single pi also, you are the richest adhishtanam of this universe. You are the substratum of this universe. Claim that. Everything myself only, that you can claim. There is no place for dukkha at all. An iota of sorrow is not required. Possible, that is. Really? Really possible. Next shloka we will read. This is what called bhranti. This is called adhyasa. This is called superimposition. Just because of not exposed to shastra, not committed to shastra study systematically. Some people are committed but not systematically. But some people are systematic. They are not committed. Committed means what? There is no commitment towards that mumukshutva. Now, here itself, I want to claim I am Brahman, I am free from sorrow. Freedom is my birthright. Yes? Ananda is my birthright. Freedom is my birthright is important. Slavery is my birthright. Yes, freedom is my birthright. I am ever free Atman now here itself, in spite of back pain, in spite of knee pain, in spite of toothache, in spite of headache. Why? They are bound to be there at a body mind complex level. You cannot avoid. But I the Atma am like that shock absorber they wear when they want to touch the electrical gadgets. They wear shock absorber. Terimalyo. This jnanam serves like a shock absorber. You will not be afflicted or affected by any bodily, mentally happening situations or experiences. They may happen, they will happen, but you are not touched by them because of knowledge. That affliction is not an affliction, it is like a drama. It is like a sport. Jellikattu is a sport for these people. For whom? You go and see, you cannot stand there. But it is a sport for them. Why it is sport for them? Because of that commitment. Commitment. You see that jellikattu, how they are doing, even for few minutes also you cannot see. Some of you cannot see. Some of you can see. Really, it is not so easy to see that. But for those people who are playing with that, it is simple for them. It is a play for them. It is a sport for them. It is a challenge for them. Jnani also, it is like a jellikattu madre. Life is like a play, a sport. He knows how to control. They control that bull. Similarly, Jnani knows how to control the mind, sense organs, and the intellect. He knows how to keep intact. Nice to say, drama, dialogue, picture maadhiri irukum. Analum illa, onnum illa. Varum. Adhu enna varum, enga povum, varamale. Next shloka we will read. Further he continues. the same topic. How people misunderstand about themselves, about their nature.
Moodhaya moodham ityevam. Moodha ityevam. Shuddhaya shuddha ityapi. Manyate sarvalokoyam. Ena samsaram ruchyati.
Further explanation of that ignorant people. Moodhaya moodham iti evam. Because of moodham, delusion, confusion, they say to themselves, I am so confused today. I am so confused. Moodhata means here confusion. How many times we are using confusion? எனக்கு என்னமோ ஒரே கன்ஃபியூஷனா இருக்குடம், பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் கன்ஃபியூஷன் ஐ சே வாட் ஐ எம் கன்ஃபியூஸ்டு. பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் கன்ஃபியூஷன் ஹேப்பனிங் இன் த மைண்ட், இமீடியட்லி லாட் ஆஃப் கன்ஃபியூஷன் இஸ் தேர் இன் த மைண்ட். ஆஃப்டர் சம் டைம் யூ ஷேர் வித் யுவர் ஃப்ரெண்ட் ஆர் ஃபேமிலி மெம்பர், வாட் யூ ஷேர், வாட் யூ சே, ஐ எம் கன்ஃபியூஸ்டு, I am confused. Who is confused? Ahankara is confused or Atma is confused? So, you have taken Ahankara's confusion as your confusion. But you are not only Ahankara. When you say I is not alone Ahankara. Correct? I is a mixture. Which is I? Not E-V-E-I. I am a mixture. I am is not an only Ahankara. Therefore, I am confused when you say you are taking Ahankara only as your real nature and you are taking that confusion as real, and therefore you say because of confusion, you say, you utter the statement, I am confused. Shastra says that is the confusion you have, therefore come to that class. You are not confused. Your mind is confused. You should say what? Really you should say what? My mind is confused. Or you understand, yes, today my mind is confused. My lower eye is confused. This is the right understanding. But none of us remember when we are confused. That is the thing happening. Not only that, Shuddhaya, when I am pure, after taking bath, now I am pure. After dipping in the Ganga water, Shuddhaya, because of purity, after wearing new clothes, after taking bath, wearing new clothes, applying lot of snow and powder, everything, today I am pure. Who is pure? When you say, I am pure, Shuddhaya, Ava Shuddhaha Asmi, I am pure, you are telling. Which one? Is pure. Body is pure? Mind is pure? Never. It is not possible. But that Shuddhaswam, taking bath and keeping clean everything, and Shuddhata. You are taking that Shuddhata as your Shuddhata. Shuddhaha. Iti api manyate. He considers confusion takes himself as I am confused. Purity means, I am pure today. I have taken bath after 2 days. So, Shuddha. This is not one person or two person. Sarva lokaha ayam. Entire universe. Not one or two. No exception. Except Jnani. Jnanis are very rare. But all people, lokaha ayam. Sarva lokaha. The entire humanity he is saying this manner only, I am. Yena, so what? Yes, I am telling, I am confused. I am pure. I am enjoying. I am suffering. So what? Samsaram richati. He goes to womb to tomb, womb to tomb, cycle of birth and death, again and again, janana marana chakra. வித் லிமிடேஷன், சம் வேக்யூம் இன்சைட். ஹவ் ஆர் யூ? ஓகே. ஹவ் ஆர் யூ? ஓகே. தேர் இஸ் சம் வாய்ட்னஸ், தேர் இஸ் சம் ஃபியர் அபவுட் ஃபியூச்சர், தேர் இஸ் சம் இன்செக்யூரிட்டி, அன்னோன் இன்செக்யூரிட்டி. ஆர் யூ ஹேவிங் எவ்ரிதிங்? எஸ், ஐ ஆம் ஹேவிங் எவ்ரிதிங். எப்படி சொல்லுவா? எவ்ரிதிங் ஐ ஆம் ஹேவிங் பை காட்ஸ் கிரேஸ், ஐ காட் எவ்ரிதிங். பட் கண்டினியூஸ், ஐ டோன்ட் நோ மை ஹவ் மை ஃபியூச்சர் இஸ் கோயிங் டு பி. இப்போ நல்லா இருக்கலாம் இல்லையோ? யூ ஆர் ஃபைன் நவ். எஸ், ஐ ஆம் ஃபைன் நவ், பட் தி சிச்சுவேஷன்ஸ் ஹவ் தே ஆர் கோயிங் டு கம் இன் ஃபியூச்சர். ஃபியூச்சர் நவ் யூ ஆர் வரிங் அபவுட் ஃபியூச்சர். That itself is sufficient to show you are a samsari. Even you are not able to enjoy the present house, present life, present body, and you are worrying about old age when you are 40. You are worrying about your 80 years. 80 years worth innu 40 years aagudhu. But you are worrying now itself. My son is planning to go to America. My daughter also planning to go to you. Some other foreign countries, they want to settle there. Who is going to take care of me? Who is going to take care of me? Who is going to take care of me? This worry, continuous, non-stop. Once in a while, like a bug, it comes in the mind. Once in a while. So, plainly outside we say, I don't bother, we say. சம்டைம்ஸ் ஏதாவது கொஞ்சம் கலெக்டன் ஏதாவது ஸ்ப்ரேன்னு ஏன் ஆயிடுச்சு, யாருமே இல்லையே, நோபடி இஸ் தேர் டு டேக் கேர் ஆஃப் மீ. சம் ஸ்ப்ரெயின், சம் ப்ராப்ளம், சம் ஹெடேக் கம்ஸ், எனக்கு யாருமே இல்லையா, இருந்து என்ன பிரயோஜனம், எங்கேயும் இருக்காது. சம் சார்ட் ஆஃப் சம் அன்இசினஸ் கம்ஸ் இன் த மைண்ட். வை திஸ் தாட் கம்ஸ்? வை திஸ் லிமிடேஷன் தாட் கம்ஸ்? பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் Aviveka. He says, samsaram richati. This is called samsara. What do you mean by samsara? Big samsara. There is some uneasiness in the mind. Once in a while comes enough that keeps me more restless. Therefore, this samsara is continuous for that person. Next shloka. From 11th shloka onwards, Acharya is going to, in this sloka he gives pramanam. What is the shastra pramanam? Atma, anatma, the differentiation. How to understand both of them, inseparable couple. How to understand. Then what is the remedy? How to do nididhyasanam? He is going to say, now we will see that pramanam. And he gives Brihadaranyaka pramanam and Mundakopanishad pramanam. Pramanam means a proof, authentic proof is there. Whatever I am talking from first shloka to this 10th shloka in this adhikaranam, it is not my words. Acharya says these are all said by the Upanishads. Whenever guru is talking, don't take these are the guru's words. No santa sahityam here. These are all Upanishadic statements. Upanishad is that which is making us to be alert, cautious, take care of your life, make your life more peaceful and happy. You need not have a sorrow at all in your life. What is that pramanam? We'll reach the 11th shloka. அச்சுஷ்காதி சாஸ்த்ரோக்தம் சபாஷ்யப்யந்தரம் த்வஜம் நித்யமுக்தமிஹாத்மானம் முமுக்ஷுஸ்சே சதா ஸ்மரேத். அச்சுஷ்காதி சாஸ்திரய உக்தம். This mantra, Achakshushkadi, is from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Akshara Brahmanam, it is taken, 388 mantra. It comes in the middle of that mantra. Ananuah, Saswam, Adirgham, Alohitam, Achayam, like that. அச்சுஷ்கம் கம்ஸ். தட் வேர்ட் ஆச்சாரியா இஸ் ரிமைண்டிங். தென் முண்டகோபனிஷத் சபாக்யாபியந்தரம் து அஜம். தட் முண்டகோபனிஷத் ஆல்சோ இஸ் டேக்கன் ஹியர். அதர்வண வேத உபனிஷத் முண்டகோபனிஷத் மந்திரா 2:1:2. அப்ராணோ ஹ்யமனா சுப்ரஹ சபாஷ்யாபியந்தரோ ஹ்யஜஹ. தட் மந்திராகம் நித்ய முக்தம் இஹ ஆத்மானம் முமுக்ஷுஸ்தே சதா ஸ்மரேத் ஸ்மரேத் நிதித்யாசனம் குர்வீதா இத்யர்த்தஹ. மேயுடு நிதித்யாசனம், மே யூ கான்டெம்ப்ளேட் ஆன் யுவர் ரியல் நேச்சர். ஸ்மரேத் முமுக்ஷு சேத், இஃப் யூ ஆர் ஏ முமுக்ஷு, இஃப் யூ ஆர் ஏ டிசைரர் ஆஃப் மோக்ஷா, இஃப் யூ ஆர் டிசைரர் ஆஃப் லிபரேஷன், இஃப் யூ ஆர் ஏ டிசைரர் ஆஃப் மோக்ஷா சேத் சதா ஸ்மரேத் ஆல் த டைம். ஆல் த டைம் மீன்ஸ் நாட் 24 hours. ஹியர் சதா மீன்ஸ் when your anatma or ahankara is predominantly disturbing you, immediately invoke your higher nature. Not all the time aham brahmasmi aham brahmasmi, you need not say. When some vyadhi comes, when some financial problem comes, when the mind is so disturbed, no, mano buddhi ahankara cittani naham, I am not this body mind complex, immediately invoke your, or go to your green room. What is green room? Higher I, Sakshi Chaitanyam. How to go? How to go? What is the route? Only Upadesha Sahasrari class is the route. You have to sit and study the Shastra. That is the only route. There is no Nanyah Pantha Ayanaya Vidyate. There is no other marga other than this. Therefore, Nitya Muktaha Aham, நித்யமுக்தம் இஹ ஆத்மானம், நித்யமுக்தம் இஹ ஆத்மானம் இஸ் தேர். ஹவ் யூ ஹாவ் டு டூ? ஃபர்ஸ்ட் முமுக்ஷுஸ்தேத் சதா ஸ்மரேத். வாட் யூ ஹாவ் டு டூ? ஹவ் வாட் யூ ஹாவ் டு ரிமெம்பர்? வாட் யூ ஹாவ் டு இன்வோக்? ஆச்சாரியா சேஸ் அசக்ஷுஷ்காதி சாஸ்திரோக்தம். ஐ ஆம் அசக்ஷுஷ்கா, ஐ ஆம் ஐஸ்லெஸ், ஐ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் ஐஸ். Eye is Sakshi Chaitanyam. Don't have eyes. Those eyes are belong to the gross body. The seeing power belongs to the subtle body. Subtle body and gross body belong to the matter. They belong to Vyavaharika Satyam. They comes under Mithya only. Eye the Atma and Paramarthika Satyam, not touched by these body-mind complex. Whole thing you have to invoke. Smare. You have to remember when problem comes, just like the tortoise takes all the legs, always it is taking inside tortoise, aamai. The tortoise always don't take the head, legs, hands to inside. When it takes, when some animal comes to eat, it takes. Similarly, one problem comes, இம்மிடியட்லி வி ஹாவ் டு கோ டு லைக் ஆமை மாதிரி தான், வித் ட்ரா யுவர் செல்ஃப். நான் அகங்காரம் இல்லை, ஐ எம் நாட் அகங்காரா. ஜஸ்ட் கோ டு யுவர் ஓன் நேச்சர், இன்வோக். அகெயின் த ப்ராப்ளம் சால்வ்டு, அகெயின் கம் அண்ட் டூ விவகார. யூ கேன் சி டிவி, யூ கேன் சி அண்ட் எனி திங், யூ கேன் டாக் வித் பீப்புள், யூ கேன் என்ஜாய் ஈட் ரசகுல்லா ஆர் ரசகுல்லா என்ஜாய். எனி ப்ராப்ளம் கம்ஸ் இம்மிடியட்லி பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஈட்டிங் சோ மெனி ஸ்வீட்ஸ், சுகர் ஹேஸ் கம். Suppose, what to do? Immediately, I am free from diabetes, I am sugar eva nasti. Who is having sugar? Body is having sugar. இப்படி சொல்லிட்டே இருக்கலாமே இல்லையா? When it is required, you invoke. When problem is not there, enjoy the world. Okay. அசக்ஷுஷ்காதி சாஸ்திரோக்தம், this is said by சாஸ்திரம். சாஸ்திரேண உக்தம் பிரஹதாரண்யக உபனிஷத் கார்கி பிராமணம் ஆர் அக்ஷர பிராமணம். இட் கம்ஸ் இன் அக்ஷர பிராமணம். நாட் ஓன்லி தட், திஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் பாஹ்யா அபியந்தரஹ, இன்சைட் ஆல்சோ அவுட் சைட் ஆல்சோ. பாஹ்யம் மீன்ஸ் அவுட் சைட், அந்தர மீன்ஸ் இன்சைட். ஐ தி ஆத்மா அண்ட் இன்சைட் அண்ட் அவுட் சைட் ஆல்சோ. சபாஷ்யாபியந்தர அஜம் அண்ட் பர்த்லெஸ், ஐ ஆம் பர்த்லெஸ். திஸ் இஸ் முண்டகா. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வேர்ட் இஸ் பிருஹதாரண்யகா. நித்தியமுக்தஹா, நித்தியமுக்தம். ஐ ஆம் எவர் ஃப்ரீ. ஐ வாண்ட் டு கெட் மோக்ஷா, தட் இஸ் ப்ரீவியஸ்லி. நவ் ஆஃப்டர் கம்மிங் டு ஆல் கிளாஸஸ், அட்டெண்டிங் ஃப்ரம் லாங் டைம், வாட் இஸ் நவ் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்? ஐ நீட் நாட் கெட் மோக்ஷா. Why? If I am baddha only, I have to get moksha. I am nitya muktaha. I am ever atman, ever free, liberated atman. Fortunately, atma is ever free. Atma need not get mukti. Ahankara can never get mukti. Then who is going to get mukti, tell me? Your bhranti, if you remove, it is as good as attaining mukti. Atraiva brahma samashnute. Nitya muktam iha, iha atmana. Now here in the Upadesha Sahasra class, when 650 minutes, are you liberated or not? And the liberated nu sonnale malli tagaraar. Now I am liberated illa. I have been in that liberated condition only, ever. No bandha at all. Nitya muktam iha atmanam smaret. One has to remember. Birthless I am. Date of birth, chocolate kurtunne. Give chocolate, cake, edo something. And you are giving. After listening all this, students are not giving chocolate at all. And they are not telling birthday also. You can say birthday. Today is my birthday. Happily you can say with understanding. Ahankara, body, mind, complex has got birthday. That is true. Since I am so fortunate, I, the Atma, I am manifesting in this body. I am celebrating birthday. So thank you, Swamini. You can give me sweet na. Otherwise, how can I get chocolate? Chumma cholre. So you need not feel bad to celebrate Shashtabdha Purti and 80th birthday. Some students are asking, Swamini, is it required to celebrate? I said, celebrate well. Nothing wrong. Celebration is only to the lower eye. Higher eye need not have any celebration. It is always celebrate. No, celebration only it is always. Atma. Therefore, what? You can jump to the stage, world and green room also at any time you want. Happily, happily know how to make use of that. I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am serious. Very serious. Jagartha irukkaradhukaga. If you want sukham, dukham also, you have to accept. Accept ahankara with sukha, dukha both. No, 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 I want only sukham, dukkha, I don't want. Then reject ahankara. Reject ahankara if you don't want dukkha. And only always sukha, dukkha. Dukkhesh vanudvigramanaha sukhesh vigatasprohaha. Therefore, if I go into anatma again, I will be trapped. Therefore, I always remaining in atma swarupam only. So maintain that also. Nothing wrong in that. Why going and trapped by that unnecessarily? So you can be like that also. Anyhow, you have to do interaction. So maintain that calmness. That is your choice. Next shloka, 12. Achakshushkadi shastrachya நேந்திரியாணி சதா மம அப்ராணோ ஹ்யமனா சுப்ரஹ இதி சாதர்வணேர்வசஹ. Further, having mentioned that, he gives again the same idea. அச்சுஷ்கம் அஸ்ரோத்ரம் அவாங் மனஹ இஸ் த பிருஹதாரண்யக. ஐ ஆம் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் திஸ் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஸ்பீச், மைண்ட், all the sense organs are not there for me really. This is Brihadaranyakam. Similarly, Mundaka Upanishad also, it is given Aprano Shamana Shubhraha iti Divyohya Murtah Purushaha Sabhakshyabhyantaro Hyajaha Aprano Shamana Shubhraha. So, Sabhakshyabhyantaro Hyajaha Mundaka, one part. Then Aprano Hyamanaha, same mantra, another part of the mantra. Mundaka only. Similarly, Achakshushkadi Shastrad. After studying Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, do you remember that mantra? Acharya asking, which century, which birth we have studied? Anna? Here only we have studied. In this school itself we have studied. Not in the school. Vedanta class itself. Na indriyani sada mama, na indriyani sada. I don't have any indriyas. Shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha, chakshu indriyam, srotra indriyam. You know indriyam I have. Then apranaha, pranaless. See, with prana, using the prana and talking, vagindriyam works out of what? Which indriyam? Prana. Because of prana shakti only I am able to talk. And using the prana, using the vagindriyam and saying what? I am pranaless. Enna, eppadi irukku paarunga. Holding the pot in the hand and saying there is no pot. Holding the pot in the hand saying there is no pot at all. At all. It is not there. What is there? Potty clay. The clay which is in the pot shape is there. Not pot. There is no pot at all. Similarly, using the prana, using the vagindriyam, I say, I have no vak. No vak, no talk. No prana. That means, from what standpoint? Atma standpoint, higher I standpoint, OC standpoint, I can say. And using what lower I am using and saying, I am not having that. How easy you see? Aprano amanaha, amanaha. I don't have mind also. For I don't have mind. Ida children the class in a for you. Mindless, mindless. To say that I don't have mind, you require, say loudly. To say I don't have mind, I require, I have to use mind. So I don't have mind, I say I am higher I. From the higher I standpoint, Paramarthika I standpoint. And to say that I am using the mind which belongs to the lower I, Ahankara. This is called facility of knowledge. Amanaha, Shubhraha, pure, I am ever pure. Mind can be pure. Can you show a mind, 100% pure mind? Impossible. Mind is made out of sattva, rajas, tamo gunas. Three gunas are there. Rajo guna itself is a malam. So mind is having, however much even jnani mind also has got rajo guna, tamo guna, little bit. Is it not? Therefore, shubhraha means from the standpoint of atma. Iti cha adharvani means adharvana upanishad vachaha. Atharvana Veda Upanishad Mundaka Upanishad Vachaha. This is the mantra. Recollect your Upanishadic notes. Next, 13.
Shabdadi Nama Bhavasya Shruyate Mama Kathake Aprano Shyamana Yasmat Avikari Sadashyaham.
Again, Kathake. In Katha Upanishad also, Acharya reveling and recollecting all the Upanishadic mantras. ஈவன் கடோபனிஷத் ஆல்சோ காடகே மம சப்தாதீனாம் அபாவஹ காடகே ஸ்ருயதே. சப்தாதீனாம் மீன்ஸ் சப்த ஸ்பர்ஷ ரூப ரச கந்த அசப்தம் அஸ்பர்ஷம் அரூபம் அவ்யயம் ததாரசம் நித்யம் அகந்தம் அச்சயத். தட் மந்திர கடோபனிஷத் மந்திர யூ ஹாவ் டு ரிமெம்பர். காடகே 1:3:15 கட உபனிஷத். காடகே மீன்ஸ் கடோபனிஷத். தேர் இட் செல்ஃப் அப்ராணஹ அமனஹ யஸ்மாத் ஐ ஏம் பிராணலெஸ் மைண்ட்லெஸ் ஆல்ரெடி மென்ஷன் அபவ் இன் கடோபனிஷத் ஆல்சோ இட் இஸ் செட் therefore avikari sada aham I am ever changeless. If mind is there, it is changing. Prana is there, changing. Eyes, ears, all those are there, their function is also changing. Eyes are also changing, ears are also changing, their function is changing, they are all changing. But I, the Atma, Sakshi Chaitanyam, avikari, I will never change. Therefore what? Therefore what? Why I have to do nididhyasana? I need not do nididhyasana. I need not have any vikshepa. I need not do any samadhi abhyasa. Next mantra, sloka he says, 14th sloka. Vikshepo nasti tasman me. Na samadhistato mama. Vikshepo va samadhirva. மனசியாதிகாரிணஹ. யூ கேன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ஈஸிலி. விக்ஷேபஹ நாஸ்தி தஸ்மாத் மே சமாதிஹி அபி ந பவதி. சின்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் ஆத்ம சைதன்யம் ஐ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் எனி விக்ஷேப. விக்ஷேப மீன்ஸ் ரெஸ்ட்லெஸ்னஸ் ஆஃப் த மைண்ட். I am the Sakshi who is watching the restlessness of the mind. Then no problem. You should take mind as yourself and restlessness, you say, I am restlessness. I am restless. Restlessness of the mind you superimpose upon yourself and say, I am restless. Yes, Swamini, I am Ahankara restless. Hey, when you are saying Ahankara, you are restless. In Ahankara, higher I is there or not? Then for what right you have got to say you are restless? When it is a mixture, you are not supposed to say I am restless. Because in that I, Sakshi Chaitanyam is also there. Therefore what you have to say, I am restless free Sakshi Chaitanyam watching the restless mind. Tappu sollana. Adha samatha sollradana. I am restless free Sakshi Chaitanyam watching the restless mind once in a while. Therefore, I don't bother even restlessness comes in the mind. Don't complain and don't go to psychiatrist. Even depression also. Depression comes because of some vasanas, problems, something had happened, some sort of depression. You need not go to counselor, doctor and all. What you have to do? Best way. I am free from depression, Sakshi Chaitanyam, who is watching the depressed mind. Once in a while it goes like that. So therefore what? You need not take medicines. If you go to doctor, there is imbalance in the chemicals, in the brain. Therefore go on, take medicines. The best medicine is knowledge. There is no mind, perfect mind in the world. Remember, there is no perfect mind in the world. Once in a while, mind goes up and down. Dances, it dances like anything. Enna Bharatanatyam Kuchipudi. Dancer also cannot dance like our mind. So the best dancer you are watching. Your mind is only the best dancer. I consider my mind as a dancer. Best dancer. What dance I have to go and see outside? Mohini Attam. It is a Maya Mohini Attam. Where is Mohini Attam? Paakanuma. கரெக்டா இருக்க வேர்டு பாருங்க. இதுதான் மோகினி, மாயா மோகினி ஆட்டம் கோயிங் ஆன் மைண்ட். மார்னிங் இஸ் சோ லவ்விங் நேச்சர், ஈவினிங் வந்து ஜெலசி வந்தது. தாட் ஹாஸ் கம் சடன்லி. ஐ வாட்ச் போத் த தாட்ஸ், மார்னிங் சோ ஃபைன், ஈவினிங் ஒரு மாதிரி இருக்கு. வாட்சிங், திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் டான்ஸ் ஆஃப் த மைண்ட். ஐ நீட் நாட் ஃபீல் பேட், பட் ஐ நெவர் சக்கம் டு, ஐ நெவர் ஓவர் ஹெல்ம்ட் இட் இஸ் என்ஜாயிங். I never depressed or oppressed or suppressed when it is facing some disturbance. That is also nature of the mind. It is like a child. I handle like a baby, that mind. So your mind is your friend. Uddharet atmana atmanam. Tame your mind like jellikattu. The tame the bull, no? Tame your mind. Even jellikattu is easy. This jellikattu, controlling the mind, taming the mind, training the mind, disciplining the mind is the best jellikattu, I will tell you. If you try to play that every day, you are the master. Come, become a master of your own mind. Watch your mind. After some time you say, I cannot become master. Now I am the witnesser of the mind. There is no total mastery, really speaking. I understand the mind. I watch the mind. I am a witnesser of the mind. But I keep the mind disciplined with virtues, with samskara, and I want to keep the healthy mind. It is a hobby. You can take that as a hobby. Keeping the house, cleaning the house is a continuous job. One day you clean, enough, huh? Lifelong, as long as you live in that house, you have two houses now. What two houses? One is cleaning house mind. Atma never impure, you need not clean. So two houses you have. Inga dirty ayirundanna, you claim yourself Atma Shubraha. And clean the mind. Again, go and handle that mind and use the mind for vyavahara. Again, tagaraar pandichinna, poi ukar ulla. And say, Aham Brahma Asmi. Give rest to that mind. Don't handle when you are angry, when you are disturbed. Don't take any decision. Let me give rest to that mind. Rest edukko mind. Rest na poyitu varayan sarle. I go to my green room and come back. By that time it will become normal. This is a full and full drama. Nanna iruke serial. எனக்கு நல்லா இருக்கு. ஐ எம் என்ஜாயிங் திஸ் சீரியல், லைஃப் சீரியல், லைஃப் டிராமா. தட்ஸ் வை ஃபார் எ ஜ்ஞானி லைஃப் இஸ் எ ஸ்போர்ட். நவ் ஃபார் ஆல் ஆஃப் யூ, ஃபார் ஆல் ஆஃப் யூ, வாட் இஸ் த மெயின் சீரியல்? யூ நீட் நாட் பே மணி, நோ செலவு, பவர் கட் ப்ராப்ளம், ஆல் த டைம் அவைலபிள் சீரியல், டிராமா, லைஃப் டிராமா. என்ஜாய் என்னுடைய ஜாய், என்ஜாய். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.